Hi. Welcome to my channel. I know. Hi, I'm back. Anyways, this podcast is gonna be me about me explaining or like me reviewing the Demi Lovato documentary and everything. So let me know if you guys want a drama on Nessa Barrett, Jason Hustler. Lewis Mads, and Josh Richards' situation. I'd love to do it. It was just a huge mess when I was starting it, so, okay, bye. Hi, it's your girl Danny, guys. Hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. It's 8:16 p.m. right now. It is the 5th of May, 2021. Okay, hi. Okay, hi, I'm back. I've tried to make this podcast so many times. It's just, I'm done with these life updates, like, video thingies, and I just don't post. Like, I post 2 videos after that, and then I'm done. No, I'm back. I'm settled. I've wanted to make a podcast because I just came back to school, like, 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to settle, get my work catched up and stuff, but I didn't get a time to do that podcast about that. Like, it was going to be 30 seconds, but I didn't even bother to do it. So I'm fully back, and today I'm going to be talking about Demi Lovato's documentary. I watched it over the time that I took off of school, and I loved it. Like, I've watched every single documentary. Like, I've watched her 2018 documentary, like, 6 times. I'm gonna be brutally honest with you. Like, I've watched it at least 6 times. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I love her documentaries. So, yeah. Like, I'm gonna be blunt with you. And I got this cool computer. And we're also gonna talk about Dancing with the Devil. Because... How can you not talk about Dancing with the Devil? I literally listened to Dancing with the Devil 2 weeks straight. Am I mad about it? No, I'm not mad about it. I'm very proud of it. I set a record. I'm pretty sure I listened to it like a million times. For those 2 weeks, I listened to it 4 times a day because I journal, I plan, I do work, I do school work, and then I listen to my mix with a bunch of, like, songs that I love with Doja Cat, Demi Lovato's new song. I feel like everyone released a new song on April 1st. I don't know if it was just me. Dancing with the Devil, Tame McRae, Bad Ones, Doja Cat's new song, like, a bunch of people just posted new music videos on April 1st. Is it, like, National Music Day or something? Because everyone just posted a video on that day. I don't know. But I'm gonna go back a little. Well, I'm just gonna explain it to you and just talk about the key points that I felt were very important, and I loved it, and... Oh my gosh. So first of all, I loved the editing. I loved how they showed on the, like, clips from unreleased documentary back in 2018, not 19. Okay. 4 years ago. Wait, what? Was it 4 years ago? It's like been 3 years. That is crazy. Oh my god. 3 years ago. That it seems like yesterday. It was 2018. Oh my god. Okay, I guess that's it. But so obviously everyone was shook. So here was the thing. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what happened to Demi Lovato. I was just getting into the YouTube world. I was just understanding how the world works, how brutal the world works, you know. And I was just getting to understand social media, everyone, like, what's going on. I literally didn't know what was going on. I was watching PBS Kids. That's what I was doing. I was watching Disney Channel. And, like, I think a couple months after that, I got my laptop or something, and it took off from them. And I learned about Demi Lovato. Well, I had cousins, and they told me it was like all over the news. Like everyone was like crazy. They were crazy. Everyone was shooketh. I didn't understand this until like this 2020, and that's why her documentary was so powerful to me. Because I feel like everyone could just hear me. That's why I'm turning on the fan. Anyways, I think that's why it made a great comeback to me, and it was impactful to like the rest of the people that actually understood it. I think it meant a lot to other people who were close to her. It really hurt like her former dance choreographer, Daniela. I think her name's Daniela. She lost all her jobs. All the celebrities she used to work with, they didn't want any PR drama, so they left her. She was almost gone broke, and they thought it was all her fault for like dealing, giving her drugs and overdosing. Demi, honestly, she's had a hard life. So we're gonna start from the beginning with her rape and the unfairness of what happened back in Disney Channel. Whoever, I was trying to track down who did it, and I think it can't be Nick Jonas because she did make a movie with him and then did it again, and then they made Camp Rock, Camp Rock 2, and I think they met in the Disney Channel TV show as like extras, and then they created Camp Rock and Camp Rock 2, and then till this day they're best friends, right? Yeah, they still hang out. Like Jimmy's car ride thingy, yeah, they did it together. So I was trying to think back to, I feel like Nick Jonas was the only one that was really good friends with her. And no, not Nick Jonas, Nick, the Jonas Brothers, like all of them together, but the lead, oh, I forgot his name. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But if I'm gonna go into detail, the reason why I didn't do that much research was because it's just too much for, I want to make a dedicated segment to that, so I'll get that down. But I think someone from where she was back then, I think that this whole thing is just so hard on her. I honestly, I would not want to, like, if I was her, because that it's too much to take in. How can you make multiple comebacks from like documentary to documentary and just overdose a million times, and then all these disgusting men and disgusting people just take advantage of you? And it's just, oh God, I would never, I could never, I would be traumatized for the rest of my life. And that's why she's such a powerful woman, and she's a role model. And I think the pressure of being a role model and the mental health, it's not like I think, it's a statement, it's a fact that because she was such a role model for mental illness, it actually took toll on her mental illness, which is things, stuff that we have to stop doing to these poor celebrities because they go through a lot. We gotta cut them some slack. They also are human as well, so we gotta cut them some slack. And cancel culture is not gonna help. So let's cancel culture. So yeah, that would be awesome. But don't cancel me. I'm just saying cancel culture. So don't cancel me. Okay, understood. Understood. Yeah. Anyways, what else did I want to talk about? I want to talk about her family and how supportive her family was. This has some very sensitive and triggering certain things. I wanted to talk about her dad, her dad's story, her dad, everything about her dad. I'm not going to go into full details because that story actually gives me chills. But I can't make words. Her dad's story just has so much emotion. And the reason why this impacts her so much is because her dad was never really very not she was his dad was very absent in her life, and she didn't get to see him that much, and if he was there, he would be drunk or hitting his mom. And I just feel so bad for his whole family, and I feel like everyone just deserves a second chance, but sometimes it's life. That's all I'm gonna say. And this affected Demi in very, she's got daddy issues. That's just point blank, no copy printer, like daddy issues. And this affected her, and this is why she makes so much good music, because she's going through so much, and that's why people can find common ground with her and then also make her a role model for mental illness that draws more mental illness to that mental illness role modelness. If that made any sense, I'm so sorry. I honestly don't know what I'm talking about, so don't listen to me. Anyways, her dad's story was beautiful. I think the second to last episode really explains why she wanted to rebirth herself, why she wanted to cut her hair, why she wanted to come clean about everything, why she wanted to actually get help. Because something that I learned from this documentary is if you're like a alcoholic or like if you're addicted to any drug, you can't, no one can force you to want to get better. You have to want to get better yourself. And that is a very important message to any addicting, anything, any addiction. And I think before or after I watched this documentary, I watched, is anyone surprised? No, Timothée Chalamet's Beautiful Boy. And that also talks about addiction as well. And they both touch on very important subjects through that movie. And through that movie, you understood that on and on again, he didn't want to get help. He just, you felt like the dad felt like he was getting closer and closer every time, but he just relapsed all the time because he didn't want to help himself. And when he saw a lot of pain, the pain he was putting his family through, he wanted to get help. And the danger he was causing people, he wanted to get help. And that's what happened to Demi. And it's a very important message. And everyone should be learning this. I think it's a very like triggering documentary, but it has very, very important parts to life. And I just love that. And then her rebirthing. We love the rebirthing. Not rebirthing, but rebirthing. We love that. And honestly, I'm not one to judge, but I loved her hair. But sometimes, if you are going through a heartbreak or something, sometimes you just gotta cut off your hair. Sometimes. But I love that she went out there and did it for herself, not for other people. But here's the thing: I loved her long hair. I'm gonna say it. I loved her long hair. But I love the purpose of why she wanted to cut her hair. It looked so good on her. She deserved the world. Like, pop off, shawty. Like, period. Like, go off, Demi. And I think her rebirthing was, I don't know why I keep on saying rebirthing, like English, but rebirthing was a very beautiful way of how she explained it with the butterfly and her dad and everything. It was so beautiful. And I love her house. Like, I love that the outer layer just is modern, right? You walk in, Demi, just everything Demi, you know? It's not blunt. I feel like the reason why Demi decorated her house like that was because the modern theme wasn't for her. Because every single time she owned a house, it was because her manager wanted it this way. Her manager wanted it this way. Her current manager right now, I didn't understand the un like the purpose of having a manager. I didn't understand that having a manager is not just managing your music or producing your music or anything. I didn't think it was having to deal with mental health and daily life, hygiene, like normal people stuff that singers and actors and people have to do. I didn't think that managers had to deal with all that stuff. I thought managers just dealt with the agencies getting jobs and stuff. I didn't know. I feel bad for the managers. Like at this point, the manager who manages Demi Lovato did a great job. And they, I just love the whole dynamic. I want one thing to say. At the end of the documentary, her former assistant, Demi's like, the mom goes, someone goes, if it wasn't for the security guard, she wouldn't be alive. I felt that it was the assistant. If the assistant, didn't find Demi like that, she wouldn't be living today. So yeah, that's all I had to say. Not the bodyguard, not the bodyguard, the assistant. I just had to say it. I'm sorry. That's the only thing. That's the only thing I want to say. But go watch the documentary. Recommend it 100%. If you want like a more in-depth explanation, please let me know. If this was a great comeback, please let me know. I was planning to do a podcast, a drama for the comeback, but it didn't go well, so I have to get back on my drama guy. I was going to talk about Mad Lewis, Jaden Hustler, Nessa Bear, and Josh Richards' situation. So let me know if you guys still want that. But I'm gonna do it anyways because I do what I want. Anyways, I hope you guys really enjoyed. Make sure to subscribe, follow, hit the notification bell, and to get notified whenever I post a new segment, and subscribe because I noticed some of you don't subscribe, so please subscribe. Okay, I hope you guys really enjoyed it. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
So this is just a quick little like letting you guys know what's going on. So I actually post today, but I'm not gonna do a full segment. I just wanted to let out that they on Netflix, they let out a Selena, the series. I'm really excited to watch it and see if they meet up to Jennifer Lopez's standards because she was amazing in Selena, the movie. So I'm excited. So let's see if they're good. I think I'll do a episode one reaction so we get the gist and see if the actor's really good or like the family dynamic. I'm just so excited. So I just want to let this out. And I hope you guys really enjoy. And I'll see you Thursday, tomorrow, I think. So, or tonight. I don't know. Bye.